Bear Country 95.3, it's the Montague Webworks website of the week. Just before 8 o'clock, we check in with Mick over at Montague Webworks. Hello there.
Hey there, how are you doing there?
I am good here.
Easter Sunday's coming up.
I know, I'm planning a big meal.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Easter ham.
Nice.
Yep.
That's a thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
On Easter. Go down to your, or up to your, or over to your folks.
We haven't finalized plans yet. We might be having it at my house, or I might be traveling to Pittsfield. To my aunt's house.
Okay, Pittsfield.
Yeah.
Normally I go down to my folks, but they're not going to be in town. They'll be in Florida, I believe. So
Eastern Florida. Do they have Easter egg hunts there?
Yeah, they have them everywhere, I'm sure.
Tend to hide them all under the palm tree.
That's right. Or in the pool.
In the sand at the beach.
Yeah, right. My mom is really into it because she came from Sweden, and Easter is huge there.
Big deal there, huh?
Big deal. Almost bigger than Christmas in some ways.
Wow.
As it was. And it was the biggest holiday period because it's spring. I'm going to talk about the history of a lot of holidays. A lot of them came from finally winter's over. We can start planting again. So they were celebrating like crazy. Easter has a really big impact even on us today in terms of our calendar and the days of the week and the months in the year. And we'll get to that next time, but let's talk about Easter.
I'm ready.
Easter was originally a pagan festival going way back, hundreds and hundreds of years before BC era.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a modern invention. Christian missionaries realized that it was very close to the resurrection. So they said, why don't we, as many things happened way back when, like with Christmas and all that, why don't we sort of try and merge them over?
Right. Make it easier for everybody.
Make it easier for everybody. Like, so this is what Easter is about now.
Mm-hmm.
But Easter was originally spelled with an R-E as Esther.
Hmm.
And Esther being the goddess of the earth and renewal and birth and all that. So that's where the egg comes in. And people, I remember as a kid going, well, what's with the egg?
Yeah, what's with the egg and the bunny rabbits?
And the rabbit. Well, the symbol for Esther, her earthly symbol, was the rabbit because they propagate like crazy.
So I hear.
Yes. I haven't seen it up close, but you leave two rabbits in a cage and come back in a week.
You're asking for trouble.
But so the rabbit comes from Esther and the eggs as well. And that's what they celebrated for a long, 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 long time.
Mm-hmm.
Here in America, we didn't celebrate Easter. I'll get to when it actually changed from being Esther to Easter until after the Civil War when Germans brought it over here. It was ignored by Christians here in the United States until after the Civil War. So that's when we here in America started celebrating Easter. So it was originally celebrated on different days of the week by the pagans, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, whichever was closest to the equinox. Until the year 325 AD, the Council of Nicaea was convened by Emperor Constantine, and he issued what's called the Easter Rule, and that's how we figure out when Easter is exactly.
I remember you telling me about
this.
Right. You explained why it's so late this year.
That's right. It comes the first Sunday that occurs after the first full moon on or after the ecclesial vernal equinox. And the ecclesial vernal equinox is always on March 21st. So it's not the solar or the lunar equinox.
It's the ecclesial.
Right. They just say it's this Sunday.
Gotcha.
It's always Sunday. And this year that was March 21st. Therefore, Easter must be celebrated on Sunday between the dates of March 22nd and April 25th.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's on the 24th.
Close to your birthday.
That's right. Which is that you remembered April 25th. There you have it. So that's where the bunny comes from. And that's where the eggs come from.
Yep. Where does all the candy come from?
Well, that's just stuff that comes later, I guess.
Right.
People just, it comes along. I didn't research that.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you, I had a hard time finding any one website that really talked about Easter on its own. That wasn't like a really long URL that you could say over the radio. Why don't you try, folks at home, easter.123holiday.net.
Easter.123holiday.net.
Right.
Got it.
No www at the beginning. And I try to find websites on, it's unbelievable for being such a big holiday. There's like nothing on Easter egg coloring or anything like that. I went to Easter egg and EasterEggs.com, .org in U.S.
Yep.
Even Easter-egg or eggs.com, .org in U.S. And there's nothing but spam sites out there.
Coloring Easter eggs, two ways to do it.
Right.
You get the dye. You use hard-boiled eggs.
Right.
Or my wife this year, she is poking eggs and blowing the insides out.
I've done that.
So they're super breakable.
Right.
I mean, I don't have a chance.
Right. And are you painting them? Are you doing the
dripping? Yeah, she wants to do this with Connor.
Right.
And make it a family tradition.
So that's like is it like a Ukrainian kind of, or it's a Eastern?
Sure.
Where you drip the candle wax on it, and then you dip it, and then you melt it off, and you do another thing. And
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I did it over at a friend's house a couple of years ago, and it takes like an hour to do one egg.
It does sound like a very involved process.
But when it's done, it's a piece of art. It's amazing.
Now, when it comes to Easter candy, do you have a favorite? Or are you not a big candy guy?
I'm not a big candy guy, no. I mean, I like the chocolate eggs with the... I'm not big into...
The Cadbury cream eggs? Is that what you're talking about?
No. The mothball ones. I'm not so much into those, but the egg-shaped ones that have more chocolate on it than
anything?
What do they call them? Whoppers.
Yep.
They have those I dig.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Easter candy. In fact, I remember growing up, I would always get the hollow Easter bunny.
Right.
And then one year, I got the solid Easter bunny.
Man.
I was like, there was always solid chocolate Easter bunnies. And I wasn't getting those?
I'm only finding this out now. But that's a bit of an endeavor. I mean, if you get a big, solid, that takes you weeks to get through that.
Sure does.
You know,
hours when you're a kid. Montague Webworks at our Save 30% store. A reminder about the Mutton and Mead Festival. If you want to get those pre-festival tickets, head to our Save 30% store. 30% off the face value of these tickets, which is $15, right?
At the door for adults, and they're $10.50 on site. And buy them up and come to the festival.
That's right, because once they're gone... They're gone.
They're gone.
And you're going to have to get the $15 tickets. The Mutton and Mead Festival is coming up in June on Saturday.
June 18th.
I knew you'd have the exact information.
Mutton
for me.
And Mead.
MuttonandMead.com. Information at that website as well. It's the Montague Webworks website of the week.